Hey, good morning, all. We're up to the end of Perek Vav, chapter 6 of Shabbos over here. So we kind of just are tying up loose ends over here. A few more interesting halachos that are applied to the laws of Hotzav, carrying on Shabbos without an Erev, obviously. So Mishnah Ted Habanam Yotzim B'Ksharim. There's this idea, again, this is not necessarily so applicable nowadays, but basically when a child's father would go away on some sort of a journey for an extended period of time and the child was sad that his father was leaving, so the father used to tie some sort of strings around the son's arm, and that was supposed to make him feel not as sad that his father left. So in these situations, when this boy had strings tied on his arm, is he allowed to go out like that on Shabbos? And so the answer is yes, they can go out with that on Shabbos, even if there's no Erev. And also there's this idea that princes used to somehow walk around with these robes, or whatever, that had bells on the bottom of them, bells that didn't make sounds, but I guess in the shape of a bell, so that they also were allowed to go out with on Shabbos. And the Mishnah concludes, V'chol Adam, every single person actually is allowed to go out with these bell-shaped things on their clothing. Rather, the Chachamim, when they gave the halacha, they said, what's the common situation? Well, a prince goes out with these sort of bell-shaped things on their clothing, but no one else really does, so for them it's permitted, but really for everyone it is permitted as well. They were just simply speaking to the general rule. Who wears these sorts of things? Princes wear these sorts of things. And then finally, to end off the perek, a really interesting set of halachot, yotzim beveitzat hachargol. So there are all these things that back in the day people used to do to sort of get some sort of a healing power, and other various objects were seen to have some sort of healing power. So there's something called a chargol, which is some sort of a locust. So, a person used to wear these some sort of a chargol egg, like the egg of a locust on their ear, and that was supposed to, or wear it on them, and that was supposed to make them feel better. So a person is allowed to go out wearing that on Shabbos. It was Shein Shual, and some people used to go out with a tooth of a fox that died. That was supposed to help them with their sleeping issues. V'matzmer minatzaluv, and when a person was executed via hanging, they used to hang up the person on some sort of a pole for the entire day using a nail. So people used to carry around this nail with them, wear it on them, and it was supposed to heal wounds. Anyone who does these things, Mishum Rafua, that is totally permitted to wear these things on Shabbos outside because it's for healing purposes. The same would be nowadays if a person has some sort of a, I don't know, I guess the best thing I could think of is someone who quit smoking and they have a nicotine patch. So a person is allowed to seemingly wear a nicotine patch on Shabbos even without an ear of Rabbi Meir. This is all according to Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Omer and the Chachamim say, Af b'chol asur mishum darchei amori. All these things that we just listed in the Mishnah that the Rabbi Meir allowed a person to wear outside, the Chachamim say even on a weekday these things are prohibited because it looks like darchei amori, it looks like some sort of avodah zarah, therefore we don't allow it. Seemingly the Chachamim would allow it if it is a legitimate refuah, like nowadays if we have something that a person needs to wear on them. Mishum Rafua, then it is seemingly would be allowed nowadays. But that concludes the sixth parak, and God willing, tomorrow we'll start the seventh parak.